In the outskirts of Kathmandu, young children have gathered at a temporary learning space. It is an informal center for them to play and learn. Many child-friendly spaces have cropped up in smaller towns and in the capital for children to start coming to terms with losses they suffered and to offer them an area of calm amid the chaos. 6-year-old Rujita is still traumatized by the earthquakes and is scared.
I was outside when the ground shook. I was scared, even now.
Young impressionable children often start expressing their emotions through song and dance, which helps them to begin making sense of the destruction around them. Anirudh Prajapati, who is 8, is still coming to terms with the tragedy that has befallen him.
When the earthquake hit, I was playing with my friends. Then I saw the roof of my house collapse. There were tin sheets falling all around. My brother was injured too.
Nearly a month on since the earthquake, the health and well-being of thousands of Nepali children hang in the balance. It is estimated that about 5,000 schools have been completely destroyed. Ganga Sahi, a teacher, explains.
Actually, they were so scared. We are doing our best to remove their scare. We were here playing, dancing, singing, enjoying. By doing this, they are going to forget all that bad moments.
International aid agencies say that thousands of children in Nepal will not be able to return to school if urgent steps are not taken. Steps like setting up temporary learning centers are crucial to ensure not just their education, but also their protection from abuse and exploitation. Roger Hodson is a senior aid official in Kathmandu.
Dare I say, this is something new for them. They're getting to live with their friends in a small space and play with them and not go to school. So in a way, it's exciting. But as I said, underneath, I think there's a lot of fear. And it's going to take a long time to try and create an environment which gives them some stability.
Volunteers are still collecting data on children, so it's not yet clear how many have been orphaned or separated from their parents. But they're a highly vulnerable group, often exposed to abuse and trafficking following such a disaster. Sanjeev Shakya is Nepal's chief humanitarian officer.
We also have to work really hard, our girls or children being trafficked, because protection is another issue we have to really take care of. You can see, we can hear a lot of news that girls are missing, children are missing, and we have to really find out how we will able to get them back in the district.
With monsoon season just a month away, children will be susceptible to a high-risk diseases like cholera and diarrheal infections, as well as being more vulnerable to the threat of landslides and floods. Murli Krishnan, RFI, Kathmandu, in Nepal.